Well, more grace to everybody. We serve a mighty God. What a mighty God we serve. You know, I haven't said this in a while, but angels bow before him. Heaven and earth do adore him. What a mighty, all-powerful, great, majestic, as Pastor Butler would say, magnanimous God we serve. He is worthy of all of the praise today. We honor him for his goodness toward us and his faithfulness toward the sons of men. I am so grateful today to be able to come on here and fellowship with you, but to prepare, because we're getting ready to call on the name of the Lord. I'm already here in the city of Chicago. I believe God sent me here early. You know, I'm doing a little bit of eating too now. But we're praying. We're dealing with principalities and powers and spiritual wickedness in high places, rulers of darkness of this world. God sent us here on assignment. Now, we're not just here just to be cute and just to pray for our own needs, but God sends us into cities to pray. This city is struggling with all kind of attacks and murders and corruption, but I believe the prayers of the righteous will avail much. So what I want you to do is I want you to go ahead and let's get into some praise and loving on God. Pastor Butler, if you're here, let's just love on God for a good solid 10 minutes, and then I'll talk for a little while, and then we'll go into prayer. But let's take 10 minutes and bless him. Hallelujah. I kind of let you rest all week this week. So you got 10 minutes to just bless God and praise him and glorify him and honor him. And then I'll go from there, and we're going to get ready to touch God and believe God for the supernatural. We are praying people. Go ahead and call your mother, your fathers, your sisters. Send them the link. Tell them to come on the underground prayer movement. We're praying. We're calling on God. If there are people waiting online, they're going to be waiting a while, because I'm not going online today. I told them to make sure they called into the prayer call so we can make sure we call on the name of the Lord. Pastor Butler, we're in your hands.
Yes, sir. More grace, Pastor. I appreciate you. Thank God for allowing God to push us by you into the presence of God and to provoke us to God with jealousy that we want more. Greetings in the matchless name of Jesus. It's time that we come before his throne and honor him, adore him, acknowledge him for who he is. Before we go, amen, and bless him, I want everyone to go ahead and dump everything that's in your mind about what you want, what you need, and what you are asking for. No, this is his majesty's time now, and we're entering into his gates with thanksgiving, according to some, amen, bless God. We're coming into his courts with praise, and watch this. We're coming and we're being thankful unto him. Psalms 107, it says, "Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever." This is the part that, amen, I like and we're going to do. "Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he hath redeemed from the hand of the enemy." That means you have to open your mouth and let the high praises of God be in your mouth as a two-edged sword. Let's go before him. Mighty Master, thou King of glory. Hallelujah. Universal Creator and universal ruler. We bless you because you are exalted. You are the exalted one, the magnificent one. You are the miraculous one, and of course you are, yes, the Almighty. We come before you, and we say, be glorified, be magnified from this day forth. We lift you up. We bless you, Father. We thank you right now for the privilege and the opportunity to come boldly before the throne of grace to obtain mercy and find grace to help us. Hallelujah, in the time of need. We bless you for a place of refuge. You are our rock, our fortress, our God, and you shall we trust. Hallelujah. You are our Lord Jesus' strength in our life. You're the light of our salvation. We bless you right now. Thank you, Lord, for another day that you have made for us to rejoice and be glad in it. We thank you, Lord God, that from the rising head of the sun to the going down of the same, your magnificent, wondrous name is to be praised. So let the people praise you, O God. Let all the people praise you right now. Father, we lift your thank you today for keeping us from hurt, harm, and danger, accidents that were seen and unseen. Father, thank you for keeping us, even some that may not have wanted to be kept, didn't know how it would be kept. But God, we bless you that we've been kept by the power of God through faith. Hallelujah. We bless you today, Father, for Lord, stay in the hands of the enemy, every plot and plan, every Lord device and mechanic, Lord Jesus, that the enemy had devised for our demise. God, you, Lord, twisted it, and for that we bless you. You flipped the script, you reversed the cursor, and we give you glory. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Bless your holy name. Hallelujah, for you have done great things for us when we are glad. Come on, open your mouth right now. Let the high praises of God be in your mouth as a two-edged sword. God, we thank you for our sons and our daughters. We thank you for them being in the land of the living, because you said the dead does not praise you, neither does any that go down in the silence. Father, we thank you today. Hallelujah, that you kept, Lord Jesus, us from disasters, things that we take for granted, in advantage of. God, if it were not for you on our side, hey, surely we'd have been consumed. Father, we remove murmuring and complaining. We remove fault finding and criticism. We remove, Lord, selfishness and self-centeredness. And we say, Lord God, be magnified, be glorified from this time forth and forevermore. The name of the Lord is to be praised. Hey, God, we make a joyful noise unto you right now, and we serve you not with madness or sadness. We serve you with gladness right now. Thank you. What a mighty God we serve. What a magnificent God we serve. God, even as Pastor said, angels do bow before you. So we join the heavenly host. Michael, Gabriel, Sinclair, Raphael, every Lord Jesus Christ, beast of the Lord Jesus, winged in heaven, Harry the 24 elders. We stand with you and we throw our crowns before you. We bow our knees. We bow our heart and we decree, holy is the Lamb of God. Hallelujah, slain from the foundation of the world. Holy and worthy is the Lamb to receive honor and praise and glory and might and dominion and majesty and power. Hallelujah, and thanksgiving and worship. Oh God, we bow our gifts to you, our talents, our skills, our abilities, our intellect, our resources, and we are say this, if it had not been for you, woo, glory, on our side, we'd have been consumed. So we can decree and declare how it was the Lord's doing and not Lord Jesus Christ our own. It was your doing and it was marvelous in our sight. Thank you, Lord, for being in the land of the living. For you said to them that are joined to the land of the living, there is hope. Because the living dog is better than a dead lion. We thank you for hope. Hope beyond what we're in. Hope for the next move of God. Hope for more. How an expectation and an anticipation to Lord Jesus see you in your glory manifest. God, we praise you for it. Thank you for our pastor. Thank you for our leader. A shepherd with a burden from glory, hallelujah, that will push and not allow us to be complacent and lazy. Thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for this hour ordained for prayer. Oh, glory, for calling us from the four ends of the earth, hallelujah, to come before your presence, hallelujah, with thanksgiving, and enter into your courts with praise, and be faithful unto you, and we bless your name, we magnify you. God, you know what we have need of, before we ask, before we make a request, before we do anything, we want to stop and tell you thank you. Thank you for being able to breathe, thank you for being able to swallow, thank you for being able to spit. Thank you for being able to hear. We thank you for being able to be on this call. Hallelujah. Despite what we went through or going through, Father, we now set it aside and say, God, in everything, in everything, we give you thanks. Thank you for every trial. Thank you for every heartache. Because, God, you said, hallelujah, that you never leave us in it, nor forsake us. We thank you that through it all, every affliction, glory to for your son. Thank you for the blood. You cocktail. Oh, Lord, my God. Hey, somebody, come on and praise him right there. For the next 15 seconds, open up your mouth. Let a praise come out your mouth. Hallelujah. God, we thank you. I could have been on the side of the road. Could be living under the bridge. Could be walking around with a colostomy bag. But God, your mercy endure forever. And for this cause, we open our mouth and say thank you for the great things that you have done. For you've done great things. Hey, friend, we're glad. Now unto him who is able to keep us from falling. With those fathers before your presence, be glorified. Thou matchless, mighty, magnificent, hallelujah, magnanimous wonder. Hallelujah, to you be praised and the glory in the matchless name of Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus, the blessed Messiah, Son of the living God. Hallelujah.
And that's the God we serve. He loves to be praised. David said, I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praises shall continually be in my mouth. Now, I know this weekend is going to be powerful because I feel great in my body, not having anything, but now the enemy trying to make me look congested. I mean, the devil is just stupid. He's just one of the dumbest people on the face of this earth. But I'm thankful that I have you all praying with me. Thank you that I got people who understand that there is a war going on. What's that, Ephesians 6 and 10? Put on the whole armor of God that you might be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Now, he told you to put on armor, and he didn't tell you to put on armor because there's a fashion show. You're not dressing for a fashion show. You're putting on armor because there's a war going on. There's a battle going on. And it's amazing how you dress for the weather. You dress for any occasion. If you heard you were going to the Grammys, you would put on an outfit for the Grammys. If you heard you were going to church, you would wear a church outfit. If you were going to the club, you would wear a club outfit. It's amazing how we dress for every occasion. But we are not dressed for spiritual warfare. The church, the body of Christ at large, is not dressed for the occasion. And you don't understand that there are things that are happening to your children, things that are happening to your family, things that are happening to those people around you that you're blaming God for, and it has nothing to do with God, because God gave dominion to the earth, to man. The dominion of the earth he gave to man. Man, through his disobedience, ceded it to the devil. And the things that you are experiencing right now in this world is a result of sin. All right? Sin caused everything to go in a downward spiral. Everything is messed up. The creature is groaning now. Amen. The whole earth is groaning. Hurricanes, tornadoes, all these things are the what's the word I'm looking for? These are the results of sin that came in. But it wasn't God's problem. It was man's problem. Man disobeyed. Isn't that something? God is so God that he gave man an opportunity to choose him. I mean, you know, people say things like, you know, God's a good God, and you deal with the questions of theodicy. Theodicy is, why do bad things happen to good people? And people like the question to say, why won't God stop the bullet? Why won't God stop the earthquake? And it's amazing that the highest ethic, the highest way to show the love of God, the highest ethic of God is love. And the only way love is real genuine is if you have the choice to love. If I force you to love me, that's not love. But what makes worship genuine and pure is that you have the choice to love him. And I think a lot of times when we're asking God to stop things, we're asking for a whole nother beast, of someone to control our desires and control our wills. But I think it is so powerful that even though God made you, he still gave you the choice to reject him. Come on. If we were God, we wouldn't let people reject us. But God gave man choice. gave him will, gave him the opportunity to choose to serve him or choose to disobey him. Adam chose to disobey him, and because of what Adam has done, it has put the world in a downward spiral, and the reason you are experiencing things that are happening right now in your life is you're trying to blame things on God, and you don't understand that you are experiencing certain things because of ignorance. My people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge. We don't understand the power of prayer. You don't understand that you're not dealing with a principality, but you are dealing with principalities, all right? Principalities, rulers of darkness, that's plural. Spiritual wickedness in high place says, all of these are plural. What does that mean? You can't stand alone. I don't care how anointed you are. I'm anointed. The hand of God is on my life. But there are things that I attack in prayer and in intercession. That's why we're coming together this week. Some of you are dealing with strongholds and powers, and you're trying to figure out why you can't seem to get ahead, trying to figure out why you can't seem to get the breakthrough. But it's because you're trying to fight things alone that you are not even equipped to fight. Even Jesus said, our God in the beginning, even he said, let us make man. He knew that the task that he was doing was not being done alone. He said, let us make man. God is a God of plural. Even in Deuteronomy 6:4, when it said, hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one. That Elohim there is plural. God is plural, even though he's one. You're plural, even though you're one. You're spirit, soul, and body, and that makes up of the whole person. And God is one. Nothing about him is three or four or five. He's one. Now, I'm trying to get you all to understand by revelation that there are things that you cannot fight alone. Two are better than one. That's Ecclesiastes chapter 4, verse 9. There are principalities and powers that rule the political arena, that rule the financial scene, the social scene, the things in the church. Are you listening to me? And they are responsible for tragedies. They are responsible for disasters. And we are the only ones in the body of Christ. We're the only people on the earth that have the power to stop it. But the church is not stopping it because we don't understand that whatever we see, there is another power that is working behind the scenes. And I'm getting ready to pray in a minute, but I keep wanting you to understand that there is another power that is working behind the scenes. Darius was the ruler in Daniel chapter 10, but Darius was being controlled by who? The prince of Persia. There are other powers that are working behind the scene. And if you don't get some discernment, the devil is going to get you. He's going to arrest you. He's going to take advantage of you. And you're going to miss things that God wants you to have in your life, all because you have not grounded yourself in prayer and in intercession. But the devil is a liar. We're getting ready to pray today. We're going to pray every agenda that wants to stop the plan of God in your life, that thing got to be broken today. There's somebody who has a plan and they got an agenda. They're trying to stop you. They're trying to block you, but not on your watch. Satan, you a liar. Every agenda of the enemy to attack me, even my body, my nostrils that wants me to be congested, Satan, you are rebuked. I am healed today by the stripes of Jesus. His word is health to my flesh, and I thank you that I have divine healing, that I'm not congested, that I'm healed. I thank you that I'm not sick, I'm healed. I thank you that I'm not attacked, I'm healed. I thank you that I'm more than a conqueror. Raise your right hand in the name of Jesus. Say, every agenda to undermine my life, be destroyed. Now, lift your voice and begin to pray. Father, I thank you that every agenda of the enemy to circumvent, to defy, to undermine the plan and the purpose of God for my life. As I lift my voice and pray today, I thank you that that agenda is overturned in the name of Jesus. I stand in the gap and I declare that the intent of God concerning my life will come to pass, and declare that the intent of the enemy to destroy my life every evil plan, every evil agenda, every evil plot and scheme of the enemy to undermine my purpose, the purpose of my son, the purpose of my daughter, the purpose of my children, my family, my mother and father, every eledo oludubi andala kikaso, every plan of the enemy to undermine the underground prayer movement this weekend in Chicago by divine authority. I declare that the plans of the enemy is overturned. I overturn it, I cancel it, I squash it in the name of Jesus, and declare that the favor of God will rest upon my life all the days of my life. Father, in Jesus' name, every attempt of the enemy to destroy my finances, my future, my destiny, my legacy, my ministry, in the name of Jesus, I declare that the plan of the enemy is overturned. I overturn his plan. I overturn his plan. I overturn his plan. Hey, hey, I overturn his Abba Shakaba Akaboshe. Ikabo shanda bakika, ekaban sikane, ekanda la kika tolomonda. I overturn elele besha. I omani niasa. Come on, y'all, I feel some breaking. Ilele basha, ilele baso. Anything that wants to stop the plan of God from coming in my life, I overturn it. I arrest it. I destroy it in the name of Jesus. Woo. Oh, I feel that. Oh, my, 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 Sakala Mande Lebeko Dolobo Shita. Saints of God, we got to pray that again. Raise your right hand. Say in the name of Jesus, every agenda to undermine my life, I overturn it. Now, now, lift your voice and begin to pray. I cancel it. I cancel every agenda of the enemy. I overturn every plan of the enemy concerning my children, concerning my family, my husband, my wife, my destiny, my legacy, my future, and my reputation. Every plan of the enemy to undermine me, every plan of the enemy to defy me, to circumvent the purpose of God in my life, the purpose of God concerning KCC, the purpose of God concerning KCC Charlotte, KCC Houston, and KCC Jacksonville. Every plan of the enemy to undermine the underground prayer movement. Every plan of the enemy to underground holy convocation. Every plan of the enemy to undermine intercessors and prayer warriors, mothers and fathers and sons. Father, in the name of Jesus, by divine authority, I under badi adolo ukudele ikanda lakikasa indelebe ondolo oshaya hamanasi indelebe kota. In the name of Jesus, I overturn it. 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 Halabasha. Come on, pray. I overturn it. Indelebe kobasha. I overturn it. Indelele babasha. I overturn it. I overturn his plan in the name of Jesus. Obasha kandidebe kondorobosita. I just saw a hand, but the hand is evil. It's a hand that wants to block you. It's a hand. Halabasandele bekora mandalabasa. Not a good hand. It's a demonic hand. It's an evil hand. But in the name of Jesus, raise your right hand. We're going to pray this last prayer. Hey! Kalabashatole la mandalabasa. Indarabakondololobo sutolele me. Andelebe zikilili andalabasha. Andalalabalabasa. Hey, Masakana, Andele Beheko Mondolo Kutalabasha, Andele Besete. Every hand that wants to block me is going to wither up. Ayanabasha, raise your hand. Say in the name of Jesus. Every hand that wants to block me, I command it to wither. Now, now, lift your voice and begin to pray. Pray with authority. This is a prophetic prayer because I just saw the hand in the spirit. So I need you all to pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, every hand that wants to block me, that wants to block my marriage, that wants to block my business, that wants to block my money, that wants to block my future, that wants to block my ministry. Father, in the name of Jesus, every evil hand, every ungodly hand, every perverted hand, every slick hand, I command it to wither in the name of Jesus. any hand that is over my birth canal, my spiritual birth canal, I command that hand to wither. Any hand that is over my money, any hand that is over my children, any evil hand that has a grip on my prosperity, has a grip on my future, has a grip on my destiny, in the name of Jesus, I command that hand to wither. I command that hand to loose right now in the name of Jesus. Loose. They have Luba Shaka, Luban Sikeli Manda, loose my family, loose my husband, loose my daughter, in the name of Jesus. Every hand of evil that is put a grip around my son's mind, around my daughter's prosperity, around my family, Father, in the name of Jesus, I command every hand to wither. I said wither. Father, in the name of Jesus, every evil hand that is over my nostrils, every evil hand that is over my lungs, I command that hand to loose me right now in the name of Jesus. I thank you that I breathe freely. I thank you that I breathe clearly. Hele bashata hankala di bokoba. Right now, in the name of Jesus, I command healing. I command breakthrough. I command turnaround for every person under the sound of my voice. I command them to be loose from every infirmity, loose from every disease, loose from every attack, every complication, anything that wants to hinder them, be broken in the name of Jesus. And I command that hand wither in the name of Jesus. Kotobo kubasha. Handebehehehe. Eba baba baba shata. Handalabo sutodelebekita. For the rest of today, be praying against every evil hand that want to bind you up. Every evil hand, we break it up. We command that hand to wither. I will not be on tomorrow. I'll be getting ready for the prayer movement in Chicago. Tell your mama, your daddy, your sister, your brother, Lottie, Dottie, everybody, Paul, and all of y'all. Anybody near Indiana, Illinois, Ohio, Michigan, to meet me at the Underground Prayer Movement tomorrow night, 10 o'clock, 3 South Laramie. That's right, 3 South Laramie. That's in Chicago, Illinois, on the west side. I think it might be Laramie and Madison. But if I was you, I wouldn't miss it. There are things that you are fighting that you cannot fight by yourself. You need somebody to fight with you. Come in expectation to receive a breakthrough, a turnaround, a change. Watch God do the miraculous. You are blessed. You are favored. You are anointed. You can't be stopped. And no weapon formed against you ever will be able to prosper. You know what I say. Because God is the greatest power, we'll never be defeated. KCC, I got somebody up for convocation. It's going to be awesome. I love y'all. I'll see you tomorrow night. Chicago, 10 o'clock is what time it starts, but you got to get there so you can have a seat. You're blessed. More grace.